Yivamis Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vov. Hamigarish Eso Isho Vehigziro Muteres Liyavam. He was Megarish and Isha. Ruvain married her. He was Megarish. Vehigziro. He took her back. L'chor, it's not a problem. The person alive via Maxim Ushos. In fact, the Gemara considers it a mitzvah. Muteres Liyavam. Now Ruvain dies. There's an interesting knetch here. Ruvain was married, so Ruvain took her back. What's the difference? The fact that they had some rocky times when he got rid of her and then he took her back. L'maisa, right now he's happily married. Never, he passed away. I'm other she's nefelos l'shimin. So l'chayetz adavah pashut, but the mission brings a chalik. Reb Elezer oisa. The reasoning for this goes like this. If she was married to Ruvain, haloi, we look at a marriage even after it ended with a get, or even if her husband died, that the ishus is still a dova hamakayemes legabe isakroivim. That means, if a woman was married, and now, rather she's a pnuyah, she's not neshes ish, she's still also to her husband's relatives. There's only one place where she's mutter, and it's only that the ishus which ends, kishein loyachim, that ishus doesn't shaf an iser on the brother, faket, that's an eshesach b'mokim yibum. But if you think about it objectively, there's something else here which is problematic. There's the marriage that ended with a get. Enoch and Ami was her husband now that died. The second marriage, it's two marriages. The second marriage is an ishus that has a het to eshesach. But the first marriage that ended with a divorce, with a get, doesn't have it, never had a het to eshesach, and it still has the koyach to aser on eshesach. So the chayt tenacious act that doesn't have a head to yibum. How do you get away from that? So Reb Elezer, Taka argues, he holds Beloshna Gemara that Nisuin Rishonim Mapilin Hayivam Lefnei Hayovam. The Nisuin Rishonim, the first marriage, also puts her by Shimon. She's Skuka L'Shimon, and she has another marriage that doesn't have a head to Yishazak. What does the Chacham hold? So the Gemara says, we don't say Nisun Rishonim Apilim. We don't look at the first marriage as making a chalois din legabi the brother-in-law. We look at it all as one relationship of issues between Ruvain and this woman. And in that issues, in that din, that relationship, issues between them has in Heter of Eshazach. We don't look at the first marriage as a separate Siba La'oisra on the Yovam. The truth is that Reb Elezer, it sounds like Reb Elezer is holding out that way. Nisun Rishonim Apilim. The Gemara brings it really as a tzad in the Braisa that Nisun Rishonim Apilim, we don't pask in that way. Reb Elezer asking over here is only a din derabon. He doesn't argue on the idea itself. Kibavur behemshchan mishnah that Reb Elezer, the loshon Reb Elezer oiser, usually that type of loshon doesn't mean that he holds meikra a din not. Oiser usually means min derabon. So Melo, the Reb Elezer over here is only a gzera otu the case that will be mavur behemshcha mishnah. What's the next case in the mishnah? V'chein hamigarish es hayisoyma v'hechziro. Here we have where a yisoyma ktana, where she was only married in Dabona, like we've been discussing. He was megarisher v'hechziro, and then he took her back muteres liyavam. Why? Like we said, the sooner shein amen ma'pilas, the male it's mutter. Reb Elezer oiser, again, in this case also, if you don't hold the sooner shein ma'pilas, it should be mutter. Reb Elezer only asks midrabanon, or to the next case. Now we have to learn the third case, because that's really the tzir merkozi over here. Ketana she'isi oviyah v'nizgasha. Here we have a ketana, her father married her off, she was married to her isa. Vinizgasha, a get was niskabel. Who has the koyach of being mekabel a get on behalf of a ketana who was married to a raisa is a good question. Could she be? Does she have a yad for a get? The father certainly has a yad for a get. The shaila is even legabi her yad. We won't go into the sugya now. It's a sugya in kinyan chotza. So the halacha is ketana she see of even nizgasha, she was nizgarish. Her halachic status, we said this in Mishnah Aleph, that her status is that she's no longer in the Rishus of the father. She was completely married. Now, when she was Yotz in Rishus of the husband, she doesn't go back to the father. He's not Mefin and Doreo. He doesn't have a schus to marry her off. She was Yotz, she was a Gansin Mufka from the Rishus of the father. She's Yisoyma Bechaya Av. She's in nobody's domain. That's Yisoyma. Now, there's a Din Drabonon that her that she could get married, not her brother or her mother. They're not that troublesome on her. Her, the father could act on her behalf and marry off, but it's only midrabbanan. He doesn't have a koyach. She's not b'shusoy of his beating the satlish. Higzira, if then the father facilitated that she got remarried, I won't even say the father's mekabel the kedushin, because it's not the case. The father's not mekabel the kedushin. She's mekabel the kedushin back to her husband that she was married to deraisa. She's now married midrabbanan, of course. Ma'is Kedushin with the Ketana on a Deraisa level is of course not a Ma'is Kedushin. So now we're stuck. The din is Divrei HaKol Asur LeYavim. That everybody holds. Why? Because if you think about it, over here we have an objective problem. She's now Nefeles, Reuven, that she was married to twice. First time Deraisa, now with Derabonon, he died. She's going to fall to Shimon. The Ma'isa of her falling is Mikoyach, the second marriage, which is Midrabonon. The Eishes Ach, that's Mutter, is only Matter, the marriage now. Now, if there would be two marriages deraisa, like a regular Machzeh Grushosoy, so the halacha is that we don't say Nisum Rishon Mapilim, we see the two marriages as coexisting, and now the whole issues that there is between Reuven and between this woman has a din to be Mutter, Klapishim and Klapidiyavim. But that's only way you can look at the two marriages deraisa as coexisting, and she's muteres to Shimon klape both ishusin, but not when she's falling mikoyach, she's nefelas to liibum to Shimon mikoyach a marriage derabbonon that doesn't have a koyach to connect to the marriage that's deraisa from round one. Marriage one is still left as an ishus with an eishes ach that has no heter, it has no cure, it's not mutter. So on a Drabbanon level, she's an Eishes and not on a Drabbanon level. To the brother, on a Deraisa level, she's an Eishes actually a Mokha Mitzvah. Midrabbanon kivyochul, she's Mokha Yivyibim. Midraisa vadanat. Midraisa it's Chavi Krisus. Reuven now was not married to her Midraisa. So the Eishes Ach, which is Chavi Krisus, doesn't fall off. So now let's go back. Rabbi Lezer holds, up to this case, they asked her up to other cases where she was married round two. Chacham don't ask her. But everybody's masking to the principle. Enisun Rishon Mapilim. Not like Yenitzad the Braisa. And everybody holds this case is problematic. The shell is only whether there were guys of one or two the other. Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achim Nesun L'Shtei Achoyos Yisoymois Ketanois. Two brothers married two sisters that were Yisoymois. The mother married off two sisters. Both of them are Ketanois, married them off to two brothers. Remember, there's no issues here in deraisa. It's all derabbanan. On a derabbanan level, there should be ibum. One, Reuven was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leah, both of them ketanis. Mid derabbanan, they're both married. Reuven never died. Teitzim mishum achoyis isha. So here we have a classic, an eishes ach of ibum, but it's an ever because it's two sisters. V'chein shtei chershois. Now remember, there's no problem with Derais Derabonon because the whole marriage is Derabonon. The whole Erva is Derabonon. So the whole Nefil Leibim is Derabonon. And the whole Shem Erva of Teitze is also Derabonon. So it's all not a problem. V'chein shtei chershois. Chereshes also. Marriage for Chereshes is only Derabonon. Chereshes has a din of a shaitel legabi kinyonim. But for a Chereshes, since somewhat she's aware, they will be sacking. You can marry her off midrabbanan. Masha'in kein a shoyte, they weren't second marriage at all, not even midrabbanan. So you have shtei chereshes, so male, two sisters, two brothers, the whole situation is only midrabbanan, the whole yibum and iser erva for the yibum and so on is all midrabbanan. Here's where we get complicated. G'doylo uktana. You have two sisters, one of them is a g'doylo, one of them is uktana. So one marriage is real, and one is only midrabbanan. So, Meis Baila Shel Ketana. If the husband of the Ketana dies, so on a Derabbanon level, she can't be Nefeles to her brother-in-law because it's a Chayis Ishtoi. So Mele Teitzei Ketana, for Deraisa, for Shimon, the other brother, Teitzei Ketana Mamash Deraisa. Bishum HaChayis Ishtoi. Here's where it gets complicated. Meis Baila Shel Gdoilo. Haloi, the brother, that means Reuven, who's married to the G'doyla, dies. the brother Shimon is not married to the sister, to Leah, the sister of Rachel Mederaisa. So on a Deraisa level, it's avada to regulate Shazach, not a chos ishtoi. So now what are you supposed to do? Mideraisa, this kshore zika, on a Durabonon level, l'chayra there, on a Deraisa level, this kshore zika. On a Durabonon level, you'll say it is not. So you can't be miyabimer, because on a Durabonon level, it's a chos ishtoi. So you can't be miyab. No, sabi chaylitz, he's only one of Abraham. If he doesn't mind chalitza, his wife will now be achos chalutzosoi. It's a problem. So memela his deitzer. Reb Elazar Omer, melamdin es haktana shetimoyim bo. In this case, what you're going to do is like this. You're going to be melamed the ktana to be memayin in her husband, in Shimon. With that, Shimon now is no longer married to the sister, to his wife, the ktana. And he can now marry legitimately on a deraisa level, this kshori yibum between him and the brother of his wife, Eishes Ruvain. Say, and he can marry her. The marriage is bottle. The marriage is gone, l'mafrei. He was never married. Shimon was never married to the Ketana. He can marry the one of his mima'enes. He can marry her sister. Not ever. Ram Gamliel Loimer. Imeano. If she was mima'en, so be it. And then, like her brother says, it'll play itself out. He'll be miyabim Eishes Ach, the wife of Reuven. Vim Lav. Let's say she doesn't want to. Let's say she balks at the idea. She was married to him. She was happy. Her brother-in-law went and spoiled things by dying and leaving over her sister for her husband. She doesn't want to be mamayin. So then Tamtina Shetagdil, the Ketana stays married to Shimon. And here we have a din, which we could ask ourselves, every marriage of Miun, right? It's not meant to end in Miun. Every time the Ketana was an Eitzah for her. So now she's married in Darbon. Does she stay in Darbon married for the rest of her life? Of course not. The halacha is that when he's Bo'al Leo B'Shas Gad Luso, we now see that as a Bi'al L'Shem Yishus, a Bi'al L'Shem Kiddushin, and they're married. Of course, it's a good question we should ask. How is that Chalza in front of two Eidim? The marriage, every marriage is Eidekiu. So L'chayra, when he continues living with her naturally, he was Bo'al Leo B'Shas Gad Luso. He's Bo'al Leo B'Shas Gad Luso. The Gemara says, as soon as he's Bo'al Leo B'Shas Gad Luso, we see it as a Kedushin Bebiyah. I don't know, Eder Kim, that's a good question. You have to say that because she's in the situation where she's Oymedes as an Eishdish before Neinu, that itself is that you find this in other cases. L'gabe, if somebody's Bo on a woman after he divorced her, even. You have a mission in Gittin? He's miyachin, not his bo. He's bo oleo. He's miyachin, and we see a chshash that really he was bo oleo. We treat it as a chshash of Kedushin Deraisa. Why? Because we're afraid he was bo oleo. If he was miyachin with his former wife, we see it as a chshash that he was bo oleo. So what? There's no edik yum. The fact that there's an umdan abrura, if he was miyachin with a former wife, a woman that he was married to for many years, mistoma, if they were miyachin, they already have a kiva, mistoma, he was bolel, that mistoma, that anan tzadi, that'll be the edikim. So over here also, you'll have that. They're living together, and they're living together as man and wife. Grada, from years it was midirabona, now, when she's a gedola, he's bolel, that's a bi'al l'shem kedushin. Don't be married. That being said, so what Rav Gamliel says is, okay, so Tamtin Ashatagdil, and then Shimon is now married to his wife, and the Yevoma now becomes, after years of being a Skuka Deiraisa as an Eishes Ach, she now, it's Chal on her, Shem Achos Ishtoi. To say, to Aser Shimon to be bought on his wife, he was married to her, to call her, that she's a chos kukosei. We had way back in the beginning of Masechta, there's an issa chos kukosei. But over here, he didn't marry the sister of kukosei. He was married to her. So we allow him to stay married. We don't aser him to her al tzachos kukosei. And faket, when it becomes a marriage deraisa, then we'll see the zika dissolving. It'll be poka. The zika will be poka in the face of the new relationship that she's now a chos ishtoi. This is the Chiddush Rav Gamliel. A, that there's no Isser Eishes Achos Ishtoi here. B, that after becomes nasis keishta midereisa, that will be mafkia the zika that existed midereisa for years. Comes along Rabbi Shua with a third sheet. Rabbi Shua oime eloy al ishtoi ve eloy al eishes ochiv. Moitzi is ishtoi beget ve eishes ochiv chalitzi. Rabbi Shua has a problem. Eloy means woe is to her and woe is to her. Both of them are stuck. Why? Rabbi Shua beikaron holds like Rabbi Lezer. That means Rabbi Lezer's shita is not like the chedushin that we just said. Rabbi Lezer holds that since right now, on a deraisa level, Eishes Ruven Hameis is kukaloi, so he can't live with his own wife, the Ketana, because it's achois ishtoi. It's achois kukosoi. He holds he can't undo that. Rabbi Gamliel said, not. Since you're married, says, not achois kukosoi. There's no issa. Rabbi Yeshua holds a Rabbi Lezer, there's an issa. No, Rabbi Lezer's Eitzah of Timayim, but he doesn't hold of Loilam Yisrach Ekodim in Amiun, similar to like Beishama is watering down Miun, he holds that's not an Eitzah that we're Malamed. So Mela, what do we do right now? We'll paskin, when this situation develops, we'll paskin right now that there's no Eitzah. Because think about it, what are you going to do? You're going to tell Reuven died, so Shimon now has a choice. If he is Choylitz, since it's a Zika deraisa, if it's Cholitz Eishes Reuven Hameis, so Lecher, his own wife, who's a Ketana, now Mideraisa is Achoyz Chalutzosoy. Now there isn't an Isser in Achoyz Chalutzosoy, but Midrabon there is, he's not, Rabbi Shua holds, we're not going to waive that. It's Achoyz Chalutzosoy. If he's Miyabim her, so he asks up his wife as a Ketana, Mideraisa, it's now Achoyz Ishtoy, and he can't stay married to her, even though they were married legitimately Midrabon, but now it's Achoyz Ishtoy, it's an Ever Deraisa. So there's nothing he can do with his present wife, the Ketana. I, Bima Mayan and his wife, no. That way we don't encourage Mamela. He's stuck with neither one. Now, if he divorces his wife, the Ketana, so then his Yevoma, the wife of his brother, the Skuka, blibes Achois Grushosoi, Midrabonon, which is awesome. And the Mayan again, we're not encouraging. So Mamela, Moitzi is Ishtabi, Get Veshisachim Chalitzin, Nishtokin Eitzin.